Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 3 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies and warm temperatures across major cities, making it a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Jerusalem and Tel Aviv remain sunny, offering a great opportunity for residents and visitors to enjoy the vibrant city life. Here are today's headlines. First, battalion commander from the border area and former head of Yerusalem Council joined the Yashar with Eisenkot party, according to Israel Hayom. Also, Turkish, Saudi, and Pakistani officials plan to meet for the first Mecca Agreement summit, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Arab world watches Eisenkot and questions if Netanyahu's era is ending, YNET reports. Separately, the IDF has killed Hamas terrorists in Gaza, including an October 7th perpetrator, from JNS. And finally, Abdul El Sayed apologizes to Michigan Jews for past comments about a synagogue attack, Forward reports. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, emphasized arrogance and ignorance among great powers, comparing it to the situation with Putin and Ukraine in a post from earlier. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted the statement by Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism, which he posted earlier today. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli official, announced the expulsion of Dutch diplomats due to anti-Israel measures, writing earlier that this decision was approved by Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now for more on those stories, starting with the political scene in Israel. Tal Ohana Hachmon and Colonel Rez Nir Hajbi have joined the Yashar, with Eisenkot party expanding its roster. This move comes amid growing interest in Eisenkot's political endeavors, as reported by Israel Hayom. The addition of these former leaders could signal a strategic shift in the party's influence. Turning to international diplomacy, Turkish, Saudi, and Pakistani officials are set to meet for the Mecca Agreement summit. This meeting, expected on Monday, aims to address regional tensions, according to sources from the Turkish Foreign Ministry, as noted by the Jerusalem Post. Such discussions could reshape alliances in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Arab world is closely observing former IDF chief Eisenkot. YNET reports that Al-Majalla, a Saudi weekly, questions whether his rising popularity might indicate an end to Netanyahu's era. Eisenkot's background and recent polling success highlight shifting dynamics in Israeli politics. Separately, the IDF's targeted strikes in Gaza have eliminated key Hamas figures, including an October 7th attacker. JNS details that precision tactics were employed to minimize civilian harm. This operation reflects ongoing efforts to stabilize the region and prevent further attacks. And finally, in U.S. politics, Abdul El Sayed, a Michigan Senate candidate, has apologized for past comments regarding a synagogue attack. The Forward reports that this apology comes amid heightened sensitivity towards anti-Semitism in the political landscape. El Sayed's gesture may impact his campaign's reception among Jewish voters. In financial news, first, Israel and Finland have extended their defense cooperation agreement. Globes reports that the pact focuses on R&D and procurement, even as Finnish opposition parties voice criticism. This deal could enhance Israel's defense capabilities. Separately, gas prices in Israel are set to reach a 14-year high, more than doubling U.S. rates. CTEC highlights that the new pricing places Israel among the most expensive countries for gasoline, impacting both consumers and businesses. And finally, the Bank of Israel is preparing for a significant decision on interest rates. Israel Hayom Business mentions that discussions are underway, with the outcome potentially affecting the country's economic stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.